is about, say, if we use our intelligence to control our emotions, then isn't that sort of paradoxical? Yeah, definitely. To some extent, this is the process of growth. When a child is newborn, child practically has no intelligence. It's only emotions. The child starts crying, and then the mother comes, the father comes, and pacifies the child. Then, as the child starts growing slowly, initially, when the child is drinking milk from the infant is drinking milk from the mother's breast, the infant may not be aware also that there's somebody called mother. There's some nice place, something is coming, and I want to drink it. That's all. But gradually, as the child starts growing, child starts becoming aware. Okay, this is my mother. She loves me. This is my father. And as the child starts growing more and more, the child starts understanding that that I can't just cry and demand things. I also have to do certain things. You know, I should do this, I should not do this. So as we grow from childhood to youth to adulthood, basically our emotions are always there. But our intelligence starts growing. Children are largely mind, very little intelligence. In adolescence, there is intelligence, but the mind is also very strong. So what happens in adolescence? The intelligence is controlled by the mind. So the very, sometimes the kids in their teenage, they're very sharp. But they're sharp in somehow doing what they want to do. And they're not very sound in their decision making. But as we come to adulthood, then our intelligence becomes the controller. The mind doesn't become the controller. All the mind is. So that way, basically, this inner conflict between the mind and intelligence is the very nature of the human condition. The animals, they really don't have much intelligence. Their intelligence, we could say, is some kind of intellect. A bird knows where I can find some food to eat, how to build a nest. But it's largely instinctive, just driven by instincts. So, we humans, we have the intelligence to think long term. So, to the extent we develop that intelligence, to that extent, we are acting according to our humanity. And gradually, we are moving to the divine level, the spiritual level. So, that inner tension is just natural to the human condition. But that tension can become more manageable when we don't fuel our unhealthy emotions. See, if a person is an alcoholic and they decide, now I want to give up alcohol. But then their house is above a bar. Then it's almost impossible for them to give it up. Because what has happened? The emotions which they are trying to control, there is so much stimulus available for those emotions constantly that they will not be able to control it. So the emotions, we need to avoid exposing ourselves to emotion to stimuli that agitate our emotions. You know, our willpower is a finite resource. It's not an infinite resource. So, you know, if we keep exerting our willpower too much on battles that are not necessary, then it becomes exhausted and then we just succumb. So we have willpower, but it is finite. We have to use it wisely. So on one side, certain things agitate our emotions, then we minimize our exposure to that as much as possible. And secondly, whatever it is that nourishes our intelligence, we do it on a diligent basis. So studying scripture, hearing spiritual wisdom, all this nourishes our intelligence. And then by that, this inner conflict that is there, the intelligence starts gaining the upper hand. And that's how we can act for our long-term interests. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna.